Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Lot of Firsts. It's the first day of the week, it's the first day of June, and this is the first podcast for the new month. Sago, Scano, and hello. I'm Lori Davis-Hill, Director of Six Nations Health Services and Incident Command for the Pandemic Response on Six Nations of the Grand River. Let's begin our Six Nations COVID-19 update with a trip on over to our wellness section. Today is June 1st, and today is the start of National Thyroid Month. Thyroid disease is a condition that is related to a gland at the base of the neck. The main conditions present in most thyroid illnesses are hypothyroidism, which means thyroid underactivity, and hyperthyroidism, which is thyroid overactivity. The symptoms of these conditions include the following. For hypothyroidism, you might have a slow heartbeat, muscular weakness, sensitivity to cold, dried skin, slow mental processes and poor memory, constipation, or an increased size of your thyroid. In hyperthyroidism, you have rapid and or forceful heartbeat, tremor, muscular weakness, weight loss in spite of increased appetite, restlessness, anxiety, and sleeplessness, sweating and heat intolerance, diarrhea, eye changes, or increased size of the thyroid. Thyroid disease can be well controlled with medications to adjust how your body produces the hormones required. Many people are asking whether having an autoimmune thyroid disease means you are immunocompromised. The Thyroid Society can confirm that it does not. The part of the immune system that is responsible for autoimmune thyroid conditions is separate to the immune system that's responsible for fighting off viral infections such as COVID-19. You can find this and more information about your thyroid on thyroid.ca. As we progress along into the week, we will look at more of the COVID impacts on our daily lives as the summer progresses. Now we shift to numbers. Today's numbers show that overall, the weekend cases stayed essentially the same, with 326 new cases on Saturday and 323 new cases on Sunday. At home here at Six Nations, we can say our numbers are staying constant. We have 14 cases of COVID-19 being reported. If we break things down for a closer look, from our overall numbers, we have 3 active cases. Of our total accumulation, 10 are now considered resolved or recovered. And to date, we are reporting 1 death from our total case count. We can also share that the province has now opened up a new testing strategy. The tests we have administered here at Six Nations so far stands at 745 total tests. 703 of those administered have been returned with negative results. 28 tests are still awaiting processing. 86 people are now self-isolating through the direction of Oswegan Public Health. Looking at our neighbors, Mississaugas of the Credit remain at 1 positive case reported. Haldimand Norfolk has announced an outbreak of 85 positive tests from migrant workers on a farm in their area. They're now reporting 388 cases, 136 recovered, and 31 deaths. Brant Public Health Unit reporting 108 positive cases, 95 resolved, and 4 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit reports 683 cases, 488 are resolved, and 37 deaths. And Toronto Public Health reporting 11,174 positive cases, 8,446 are resolved, with 823 deaths. Let's not be blind to what is happening in the world with all of the protests we're seeing throughout the media in the United States and close to home. We must advise that we're still in the stage of a pandemic that has not receded, and unfortunately, we don't recommend participation in that kind of activity. COVID-19 is still alive and strong, and unfortunately, the ability to spread is still very much real. We have to monitor for further outbreaks, which may or may not cause another wave that could potentially put a strain on the healthcare system. Earlier, we announced the province has announced a new testing strategy here at Six Nations, and testing is available to everyone. If you want a test, we can and will have a test waiting for you. To access, it simply begins with a call to the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center, and that phone call starts the process. From there, you will schedule an appointment. The COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week to take your calls. Please get tested, even if you have the simplest or mildest of symptoms. The Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center can be reached at 226-446-9909 or toll-free at 1-855-977-7737. Plain and simple, early detection allows us to get this virus in our community under control. It is really important to keep track of where you go and who you see on a daily basis. If you become sick, you will be asked about the past 2 weeks and specifically the last 48 hours, where you were and who you were with before you start to have symptoms. This helps to identify where you might have picked up the virus and where it might have spread. Let's all continue to work together to keep Six Nations COVID clear. Wear a mask in public, keep physical distancing, wash your hands frequently, clean high-touch areas often. If I wear a mask, will you wear a mask? That will protect us both. Join us again tomorrow, but before we leave, I have a few announcements. The Ganeos Health Center COVID operations are as follows. Please use only the front door. You can access services with an appointment. You can reach the Oswegan Medical Clinic or the lab by calling 519-445-2251, or you can reach Oswegan Public Health Office at 519-445-2672. When you book an appointment, you will be authorized entrance to the building and you will go through an active screening process to identify any symptoms. If you do not have an appointment, you will not be given access. Again, the numbers are 519-445-2251 for the Oswegan Medical Clinic or lab, and 519-445-2672 for Oswegan Public Health. Public Works continues to request donations of homemade masks, and for more information, please call 519-445-4242. And if you are in need and would like to connect with the Six Nations Mobile Crisis Service, you can do so by phone, 866-445-2204 or 519-445-2204, and that's available 24/7. You can reach them by text Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4 at 226-777-9480, or by live chat Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4, found on the SixNationsCOVID19.ca website. Remember, for our frontline workers here on Six Nations and around the world, please stay home for them, please stay home for all of us, stay well, and stay safe. Yawa.